Solid waste is an issue that resurfaced recently. Do you think the borough should play a role in solid waste management? If so, how should it be funded? And we'll start with Leonard.
I think the first thing that should happen is we should have an open process where we actually do discuss this as a community, because I really don't have the answers to that. But we need to have not anything put on fast track so that we actually have the whole community involved in this, or at least those that are interested enough to step forward and be involved. I really don't have a lot to say past that, because I haven't, you know, this is a fairly new issue and I haven't honestly thought about it enough to make a comment, other than I really do fear that it's not going to be, it's going to be trying to be pushed through quicker than it should be.
Tom?
I think that question on solid waste management has been framed as, should we, the government be involved, and should we have some kind of universal fee? And I think that that approach is a solution that's looking for a problem. Now, I understand that on Small Tracks Road that recently there was a residence there with years, tons of trash, and that was an enforcement flaw by the borough not to go after that under the nuisance ordinance. I think this is a little bit like the junk car issue. I think we need to have laws in place and enforce those. Now, I understand some people, low-income people particularly, may not be able to meet the, or don't have money for taking their trash to the dump, and I think we could issue some waivers for those folks who may be taking their trash and dumping it in the woods. We could do education in the schools, similar to what Al Badgley did with fire prevention, which was enormously successful. And while we're telling the kids, you know, not to, how to prevent fires, also let them know that, hey, it's not good to take your household trash into the woods, and maybe, you know, they could have some influence on their parents. I just don't think that we're there. I don't think we need to create a new bureaucracy yet for a problem that, as far as been demonstrated to me, is not widespread. It's sporadic.
Diana?
Interestingly enough, the Commerce Committee is put out the request to the mayor to develop a work group concerning this, to get public input about solid waste management. At this point in time, I am not for it. I see more cons than I do pros for it. So the idea of having a mandatory tax or a mandatory fee or mandatory everything, anything in order to make it work, it kind of goes against my grain. But I am not privy to all the details. And all the details will come out in that workshop. And I encourage, if there's anyone out there that is really interested in this issue, the borough is not promoting this. It wound up in a standing committee of the assembly. It was brought to that committee by another assembly person. The assembly never directed this committee to take on solid waste management. Community waste is a private enterprise. Borough and private do not mix, period. I don't want to see the borough go into something that now all of a sudden they're going to be the landlord, if you know what I'm saying. If someone defaults, now what do we do? How do we collect our money? I don't want to see that. I think it would cause more problems than it will fix problems. So,
Judy?
Yes, I'm not for a solid waste, not, you know, flat fee either yet. I was at the Commerce Committee that decided to have the group study it, and I think that's a great idea. They do the recycling and the community waste, and a lot of people will get together, and that's kind of what we've been talking about today, to get people's views. And there are a lot of options. I mean, you know, containers out the or a station out the road that maybe could help. I mean, they went through quite a few things, so I'm kind of going to wait to see what they come up with. And like Tom said, that doesn't seem like a big problem. We've been doing our garbage, and I don't think you're ever going to stop people from dumping out the road someplace. It might not even be the local people. It could be RVs and, you know, tourists that come through and stuff. So I'm curious to see how they come out with their meeting, and we'll probably attend those.
Heather?
Well, I've ridden my bicycle this summer about 3,500 miles on Haines Roads, and I've seen a lot of garbage on the side of the road, and that's discouraging, you know. Up at 25 Mile, up at that pretty little gazebo overlooking the river, if you look over the edge, there's whole trash bags and stuff that get thrown there. And so I think there is... there is some room for concern, and I know even when you're at the Eagle Preserve pull out there, and the trash containers that are there, great. But if you open them up, you know, there's bars in there, so you can only put, you know, a wrapper for a power bar or something in there. But if you were an RV or a tourist traveling, you couldn't put a little bag of trash there, and there aren't really any containers around that you can do that. And it seems like. We could do better with especially finding places for our visitors to put their refuse so it doesn't end up in our bushes. And maybe that could be part of the tourism tax could go towards some sort of a thing like that at the visitor center, a dumpster or something that would help. But I also think that Haines Friends of Recycling has done such a tremendous job in reducing a lot of the trash, especially ones that are after special events. They do a pretty much waste-free bike race cleanup, the fair. It's incredible. And so Tom has a good idea that a lot of it may come down to education and trying that first. As most citizens know who are using the Friends of Recycling, you know, your personal trash bill has gone way down. I know at the library board stopped using the borough dumpster and paying that fee, and wound up just having staff members or board members do the recycling, and we literally saved thousands that we didn't have to pay the borough for trash. So I think there's ways to do it, but it might involve more of a concerted effort, and I'd like to see that happen. I think we can get a little cleaner, and it would be nice to figure out how to do that without taxing everybody, but rather turn it into sort of a good thing that we like to pick up, and we've got this great way to do it.
Ryan?
I've looked into this issue quite a bit lately in the past few days. The garbage issue is a very big concern to me, living here my whole life and probably seeing some of the worst times in Haines for garbage problems, starting with the dump bears roaming around town and all sorts of stuff being dumped out the road. I think if an adequate service can't be provided, then the borough needs to step in to ensure a clean valley, really. Petersburg and Wrangell both have taken on their solid waste management plans. They run their own dump. They do their own stuff with recycling and everything else. The one thing that Haines doesn't have is a solid waste management plan. And if you go right to their, like, Petersburg website, one of their things right on there, if you go under Public Works, is their solid waste management plan and what they need to do. And I think that is one of the things we need to look into, especially if we're going to start building a new sewer treatment plant and everything else, and we don't even have anything else for garbage and stuff like that. So I think the borough, the assembly really needs to look into this issue.